And his name was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. The light was the light of man. The light shined in the darkness. The darkness is not alone. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, okay. Who here is afraid of the dark? I mean, maybe not before we need a nightlight to go to bed, but perhaps a little afraid. And I know that I've lost my car with a passenger down the street at night. And isn't the ice maker dropping a freshly frozen batch a bit more startling when you're sitting in the living room late at night in the dark, as opposed to the middle of the day? Creeps and squeaks that easily to be ignored in life take on a life of their own. You know, lying in black in your bed. There is just something unsettling about not being able to properly see your surroundings. Darkness has a strange power. The power of nothingness. The power of the unknown. Darkness simply is. And all else is not. Darkness is. This folly gives darkness power. It's also its greatest need. Because if you think about it, darkness really has no power at all. It is a very, very fragile thing. Because all it takes to be good for nothing is something. Anything really. The smallest light easily diminishes the darkness' power. And as that light increases, darkness is vanishing further and further. Until it can survive only in nooks and crannies, hidden like the brightness of power. Darkness has no power in itself to overcome. It is completely dependent on the absence of light. Light, on the other hand, has the ability to increase more fuel to increase the light of the lantern, more light to increase the light of light, extra wind to bring 9 turns back to a bright, glowing blaze. I can walk with that wheel back there, move the switch, and start flashing all over the place. Maybe a little darker. But if you know the whole person would say that I turned up the darkness, I can only turn down the light. This is an important distinction to make when we look at our operating darkness. The light shining in the darkness, and the darkness is not behind. It isn't that the darkness hasn't yet managed to gather up the strength to take on the light, to try and defeat it. The reality is that the darkness cannot defeat the light. It has neither power nor the ability. The darkness goes behind and waits for the light to diminish. Those who are afraid of the light or who love the darkness, they have to actively seek out those places where they can shield themselves from the light, where they can put up walls and barriers to keep out the light. We have to be able to go into those places and bring the light. As followers of Christ, we each bear the light that he gives to the world. Just like the midnight mass of Christmas Eve offer. We pass the flame on to one another, and we watch the light grow. Darkness. But the light can be scary. Those who dwell in darkness for so long, their eyes burn in sight. And sometimes we have to turn the light a little more gently, allowing them to take the time to understand the light is truly good. Bring comfort and security to the real security. There are other places, though, where evil things can go. There we must break down the walls so the full light shines easily and brightly, so that those who love the darkness can be scattered by the power. Whichever situation we find ourselves in, we are the ones who are called to bring light. We should find the strength and comfort in the fact that the darkness and offer me. Jesus is our everlasting Lord. We know he is Savior. He was entirely powerless against him, and in fact, powerless against anyone who chooses to bear his cross. Wherever we go, darkness will fly from us, because that's how life works. The brighter we shine, the further we move. As we continue this Christmas season, think about how and when and where your problems will shine. Think about the dark places that you need to be illuminated. Be honest with yourself and ask yourself if there are any dark places within yourself where you should just put away the light, let it fire the shadow. Here's a way to increase that problem, to help others increase theirs. Show the darkness and have no power in your presence. Let Christ shine through you, with his own seed, and your God through you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.